Wednesday, April 8th. I've been a nervous wreck all morning. Very soon, I'll know if that rumor Mackenzie has been spreading about Brandon is true. I also had this really uneasy feeling, like I was forgetting to do something super important. As soon as gym class was over, Chloe, Zoe, and I rushed to the cafeteria and quickly snarfed down our lunches. We were about to dump our trays and head for the library when I finally remembered what I'd forgotten. Our LSA passes to the library! Oh, crud! Unfortunately, we had to either cancel our secret plan or risk an after-school detention by sneaking to the library without any passes. Although I had messed things up, Chloe and Zoe still insisted on making that phone call. But the difficult task of sneaking out of the cafeteria suddenly became impossible when Principal Winston parked his butt right at our table and then just stood there, like, forever. Of course, we didn't dare make any moves. We didn't want to ruin our rep as quiet, studious, rule-abiding dorks. I bet Winston would never guess. We regularly hung out in the janitor's closet, which was strictly off-limits to students. Hey, it was our little secret. When I texted this to Chloe and Zoe, they couldn't stop giggling. Chloe texted back that our big secret was that we made prank calls from the library phone. And Zoe texted that our humongous secret was that we'd snuck into the boys' locker room. Lucky for us, Winston finally wandered over to the other side of the cafeteria to eyeball a table of football players who were having a contest to see who could shove the most mac and cheese up their nose. We quickly dumped our trays and snuck out the door, behind a very smelly garbage can. Since we had been delayed by Principal Winston, by the time we made it to the library, we had less than 3 minutes to make our phone call and get to class. We excitedly huddled around the phone as Chloe dialed the number.
What's up, bro? Is this Queasy Cheesy? Cool. Yo, my name is Brandon, and I was there a few days ago snagging a pizza, and dude, I lost my receipt. And I, like, really need that receipt for, tax purposes. Huh? I said tax purposes? No, not tax purposes. Hey, bro, this has nothing to do with thumbtacks or those big fish that look like dolphins, okay? I said tax purposes. Yeah, that's it.
Cool.
Do I remember what I ordered? Oh, of course I do. Not all guys are stupid. We can remember lots of stuff. I ordered, could you hold on a second? I have to burp. It's a guy thing, you know?
Zoe and I both cringed. Chloe put her hand over the receiver and whispered frantically,
Nikki, he wants to know what my order was. Do you know what Brandon ordered?
Actually, Chloe, I'm not sure what his order was, I whisper shouted. I never saw him actually eating it, but whatever it was in the pizza box he was carrying. I'm guessing it was probably a large pizza. Oh, I almost forgot. He also had a soda bottle on top of the pizza box.
Chloe continued into the phone.
Well, dude, it's like this. Actually, I'm not sure what I ordered since I never saw myself eating it, but whatever it was in the pizza box I was carrying. I'm guessing it was probably a large pizza, and I drank a soda that was on top of my pizza box. Do you get all of that, bro?
Zoe and I both did a giant eye roll.
I was worried sick that at some point the queasy cheesy guy was going to assume Chloe was a prank call and just hang up on her. Chloe went on.
So you want to know the date and time?
Of course, I know that, but hold on. I have to go spit. Most football players spit, and I play a lot of football, for sure. Be right back.
It was like Chloe had lost her mind. Why was she saying all that crazy stuff?
Nikki, he wants the date and time, Chloe whispered nervously.
Okay. Brianna accidentally killed her fish on Friday, and we picked up a new one Saturday night. I saw Brandon from the pets and stuff door a little after 9 p.m.
But please, you don't have to tell him every little detail since it's none of his business.
Chloe cleared her throat.
Okay, listen up, dude. My best friend's little sister killed her fish on Friday. And my friend picked up a new one Saturday night. Then I saw, myself from the pets and stuff door a little after 9 p.m. But I don't have to tell you every little detail since it's none of your business. Got that, bro?
Great.
Okay, I'll hold.
Zoe and I shook our heads in disbelief. My fear was that Chloe had probably been placed on hold so that the manager could call the FBI to report a suspicious caller trying to gain access to private customer info to commit identity theft or something. The call would be traced to us in the school library, and a SWAT team of 29 officers would come crashing through the windows to take us into custody. Then, after what seemed like forever...
OMG! You actually found the receipt and are going to send it! Squee!
Chloe squealed. Then, assuming her phony identity, she quickly added,
Whoa! I don't know what came over me. That was weird. Sorry, dude. What I actually meant to say was, You found my receipt and will text it to me? That's cool, bro. Very cool.
Chloe gave the guy Zoe's phone number and then continued.
Thanks a lot, dude. I love you, bro. To infinity and beyond. Later.
Then she hung up the phone and gushed.
We did it! He's texting the receipt to Zoe right now!
I couldn't believe that Chloe had actually pulled it off. She was absolutely horrible and terribly hilarious all at the same time. We were so happy that we did a group hug. I consider myself really lucky to have great BFFs like Chloe and Zoe. We waited nervously for the text to arrive, and when it finally did, Zoe handed her cell phone to me. My hands were practically shaking as I read over Brandon's receipt. Queasy Cheesy Takeout. The World's Best Pizza. Saturday, April 5th, 9:04 p.m. Receipt. 1 large meat lover's pizza, $9.99. 1 cola drink, $1.21. Tax and deposit, 80 cents. Total, $12. Cash, $0. QC gift card, $12. Change due, $0. Thank you. I blinked in shock and disbelief and read the receipt over several times. Brandon had not purchased the pizza from Queasy Cheesy with cash, which meant that Mackenzie was telling the truth. It had been paid for with a gift card. A gift card that, according to Mackenzie, had been won from a dare that involved me. That little receipt told me a lot more than just the type of pizza Brandon had ordered. It revealed that the rumor was true. Mackenzie was right. Brandon was not my friend. And my very first kiss was a complete and utter sham.
That was me screaming.